Welcome to the Dominion Embassy Broadcast. Lord, I love to sing your praise. You are about to hear a kingdom living message from Reverend Kofi Asa of Dominion Embassy, a ministry committed to unveiling our Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom system. Reverend Kofi Asa is also a pastor at the Prevailing Word Chapel. Please sit back and enjoy this anointed and insightful message.
Now, last week, we ended up speaking on the subject of uniqueness.
Na the pen of Wabason, asama yaka in the Ubiara yesronko.
We said that when God scattered man on earth in Genesis chapter 11, he was not just reacting to man. It was not, as they call it, a knee-jerk reaction. He wasn't being reactionary. He had already planned that he was going to scatter man.
Na yesia de wo Genesis wo mbra yankopon obo nyimpa no onyaza na yankopon oyende bibie sinti onye biribi na mmom no oyaza nyame wa hyehya to ho de otwa de obo nyimpa nti obo nyimpa.
Sometimes we don't want to take such things easily. The government has been accused many times of knee-jerk reaction. When they do something, he says it's because of that. He said, no, we planned it long ago that this guy is not competent. We planned it long ago that we are going to fight. We planned it long ago that we are going to take them to court. It's not as a result of something that has happened. It's not a reactionary thing. Okay? It is something that we have planned. Now, that is the same thing with God. In the book of Genesis, which was our text last week, when man was scattered on the face of this earth, or when God came to scatter man, the Bible said that it wasn't because God was reacting to a certain tower that they were building. The people already knew the mind of God, that he wanted to give them a name, he wanted to scatter them and all that, and they were trying to thwart it or resist it.
The pana wabesono ye yen chere bi de them Nimrod na Nimcroft work the worry si dan whether ako kan yankopon won no wanyi miza worry ye na onyaza yankopon oyen de nkrofu ni resident nti no oba pete won no oyaza yankopon wa hyehya to ho de oba pete ye nyinara se ye hwe na asam na nti oya yamambufu no oya bibisa na yakada BBS nti na worry ye biribi na so wakada oyaza wa hyehya to ho pepepe de obeye.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we got to understand that God scattering them meant that he was going to make them unique.
Na yenye ntasi bide yankopon ozo bia rugu bebia ono nyame opedo odugu no amama nyimpa ya yesonko.
Now, there is a very important question we have to ask ourselves and let God answer that question.
Na asembi wo ho a otwa de yebise yen ho ne yema yankopon oya no mehen.
Now, the question is this: why is it that when man was united, when we were all one, having one language, one culture, one accent or mode of speaking, okay? Why is it that when we understood each other, God decided that he did not like that arrangement?
I say, as I'm saying there, Eben Azinti, na damimbrena, yena adwene yakor yenkasa yakor ekona yafade yehene nzama ni na oyakor no ebe na azinti na yankopon wampe.
As the Bible says that the whole world was of one language and one speech. In other words, they had one understanding. They saw things from one perspective and they had the same kind of thinking. They had the same kind of language. They had the same kind of culture. The people were united. And God said, no, I do not want it this way. I rather want to break them up into people groups with different languages, with different understanding, with different perspective, with different thinking, with different culture, living in different places. Why did God do that?
I say, Ibn Azintina Yankupan, Wambra, Nipa, Wayakur, Waka Kasakur, Wanajuni Yakur, Ekona Wafadu Yanzama, Oyakur, Abazintina Yankupan, Okada, Ompianidam, Na Ochichani Naremu, Ozebi Bifubo Guha, Abrafuko Guha, Asia Fugu, Baby Awawa, Ibn Azintina Yankupan, Oyanidam.
Now, you need to understand that during this time, God had destroyed all human beings on the face of this earth. As it were, he was starting something fresh on this earth. He was starting Genesis chapter 1 again in Genesis chapter 11. So God, in trying to organize the earth the way that he wanted, the Bible makes us to know that he gave unto the people uniqueness. He made them into unique groups of people. Their talking was not the same. In other words, at first they were talking, all of them, they would talk like maybe Nigerians would talk. But from that time onwards, now when they are talking, some of them talk like South Africans trying to speak English. Some of them talk like Ghanaians trying to speak English, or maybe Sierra Leoneans or Liberians trying to speak English. God had made them totally different.
Now, Demra Yankupon Keno, Osa Ashasono, Yankupon Osebi Bia, Oji Nyimpe Yinafi Asasido. Now, Yafia Genesis 11, when I know Rissan Wabwanzama for 40 Dama, Obwanzama Genesis chapter 1. Inti, Dema ne Yanka say Yako Yembi Bia, ne Yanzia Yakono, Yankupon Chicheni Namu Pepe, na Omama, Ibinum Wakasa today, Dema Yenyala Tafu Wakasa, Ibinum Kasa today, Master Leon for Wakasa, Dema Waka Obrofu, Obisu Kom, Obisu Kam, Obika Give, Obisu Give. Nina Yankupon no Oshishanidam.
That was God's plan. That was God's arrangement.
Na damina na Yankupon washishe no zatuho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I am speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen, on the subject understanding times and territories.
No se asama orakan initri inde yebe yenta se wo Yankupon imbira ozamehene bibia yewo.
Understanding times and territories.
Yeri yenta se wo imbira imbir ine bia yewo.
So let's go back to our sermon.
Nti yensan yechi nko asama ne yerekanodo.
So why did God give them different understandings and perspectives?
Osa abazinti na Yankupon omonwan obia demra ohunin zama fa.
The answer starts from the fact that what we human beings call unity is not really unity as God wants it to be.
Now, you know, in the demra, yimpa yakade ekuru yano onye damna yankupon onhunde oyakur.
There is true unity and there is false unity.
Yawo ekuru yebia oya kuru ya oya pepa anada oya peper ne yawo kuru yebisu owa onye.
True unity is not between people who have the same language, who have the same thinking, who have the same understanding or culture.
Na za oya pepa yin wana wana junye. Za onye papa yin wana wana junye anada za ekwana wafadi ya wanzama wankasena wana.
In other words, true unity is among people who are different.
Na za oya papa ni nimpa e ya sronko esu ya sronko na wa yakur.
People who are unique in their language, people who are unique in their culture and understanding, in their timing and in their territories. Those are the people that God bring together.
Onwana Yankupon ozuon bom na yakade eye nkaboma oya papa nyi onwana wonzie bia nsunsun didem na Yankupon ozuon abom ayekor ono na oye ekor ya oye Yankupon wa hyehye.
So we can say that God made human beings unique in order to unite them.
Na za yabakan de Yankupon omama nsunsun didem yentem amama ozinye nyinara onye na abom.
Because without uniqueness or differences, you can't even talk about unity. Unity doesn't exist once there is no difference. Now, in our text, the reason for making us naturally unique or different, or making human beings naturally unique and different, is so that we will seek him, although he is so far away from all of us.
Na sentra Yankupon wa mama yen na ya yesronkwen de ye boshwen na mmom Yankupon obenyen yemu na nyame no onwar kra.
So the reason why he separated them, or he planned to give them different territories and timing, is because God wants us to seek him.
Sentri de Yankupon pede ye shwen.
We need to understand that there is a general way that God is with all of us. And there is a specific way that he wants to be with us. So he needs to separate us so that he can be with us in that unique way. Right now, there is a general way that I am with you. But this general way is different from the unique way that I want to be with all of you. Now, in order for me to fulfill my unique purpose for unique people, I have to break you into groups. So that we can say we want to meet the branch pastors, we want to meet the singers, we want to meet the ladies, we want to meet maybe the elders. Now, these are groupings in this church. There is a general way I am talking to you, but when I have to relate to the branch pastors, there is a way I relate and I talk with them. And there is a specific purpose that if I have to meet the singers, I will want to relate with the singers. The way that I want to relate with my wife as an individual is different from the way that I may want to relate with another lady in this place. Because there is a general way that God is with every one of us. And there is a specific way that he wants to be with each people group, each and every one of us.
I say, yeah, well, a quality be a while. Obotum on you, and you know, you were hanging nine and kitanuzi. Nasa, opede, on your bia yin kitanuzi, who are a constron coda, or betty chayemu, or bakada singers, or pedo shiawan, or a quana obafado on you and a shia, no, you and akasa. Na, and I soften us, or pedo shiawan, or a quana on your besha, no, you and akasa, or a quana offado, no, you and nya nkitanhuzi na owa kwana ofa do so onye besie biara owa asore mu nya nkitanhuzi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can understand God's mind when he gave us boundaries or territories and he appointed time. The Bible says that the reason is that every people group that he separated will seek him in his time and find him, because he has a specific purpose. Then when you seek him as a people group in your time, then he can come to you and uniquely impart you so that you leave his presence or you leave God with something unique that you can contribute in the union or the unity that he alone wants to work, not man.
Yeah, well, quite be a while, young coupon offer do, no on yin kitunzi, on instant a watch it a yemu, wama brofuaha, ebi befuaha, Asia fuaho, Australia for soho, young coupon a washi shanidem, amama, where two on yin kitunzi, amama say ye shen yan coupona, za only yan coupon opera, or ya wahina brabomuno, where two waye, neza anyan yin paso, o chada ya yano, ye two mi aye, o sande, o zembir, o zatuho, o zama yinara, na watch ye babia, yinara.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God often separates us in order for us to seek him. Because when we are together, he cannot be specific with us. When we are together, he cannot be unique towards us. But he has got a unique purpose for your life. And he has got a unique purpose for every people group on the face of this earth. Because of that, he has to necessarily separate us. You know, as individuals, there are times in our lives that we feel separated from people. We feel misunderstood by people. We feel that people do not like us. We feel rejected by people. We feel disappointed. I want to suggest to you that many times it is God's way, if you are a believer, that he is separating you so that you will seek him and not man.
Oya odumbribia oya na nyimpa no hwafo ne no oya yepede yatwe ho oya nyimpa ntie na ase oya yeye nziem bia nyimpa wontie na ase na yeye a Christian for the Damazon otwa do si oya na yepede yatwe ho na oya yankopon ne timpo de the menzaman orokodo no eye Christian yi ebechwehwe yankopon.
If you have not experienced it, I want you to get ready because it will come.
Sir Damazon enya Damazon wo wabraboma.
People you trusted that they are going to stand by you, you'll be amazed at a time like it happened to Jesus. They will all separate themselves. And then God is calling you that take your eyes off men and begin to seek me because I have something unique for you. And as long as you are together, I cannot speak to you in that unique way. I cannot be intimate with you, but I want to be intimate with you. I want to reveal myself unto you. That is why you are misunderstood.
Na osu wo mbra nkrofo nti wa asino oyembra otwa de ehwehwe yankopon na se ehwehwe yankopon a ebohu na dembe eye Christian yi no ti ase de Damazon wo ho na nyame pede onye unye nkitahuzi bi yankopon pede onye unye nkitahuzi sronko bi wa akoma na wa yankopon na akoma oba yakonozi bibi oza ahye wa brabo nti se Damazon sa hwehwe yankopon anada twenanyim.
We'll be back briefly to continue with the word. Dominion Embassy is a non-denominational teaching ministry, and our mission is to enable people to rule in life through acknowledging the treasure of the Lord in them. Our purpose is to teach about the treasure of the Lord, namely Jesus and His kingdom system. Our vision is to fully acknowledge the person, principles and performance of Jesus for mankind to teach the kingdom system of God. And our strategy is to bring the kingdom message and ways of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to practical living, teaching and preaching, literature, seminar and audio visuals, all in the subliminal style of Jesus Christ. Welcome to the Dominion Embassy broadcast.
So seeking and finding God is often on uniqueness basis.
Na yen chwechwa yankopon ye hu yankopon no oya ogina de yankopon o mama sunku nsunsun ye bi odeyentem.
And when you have uniquely sought God and He has uniquely impacted us, then we have something unique of Him that He can use in the unity that He alone can bring about. You see, the problem with the Genesis chapter 11 people was that they had the mind of God. They knew God wanted to make them a name. They knew God wanted to elevate them and sit on His throne so that they rule like the sun. They knew that God wanted to unite them, but they were doing it their way.
Na Nimrod and Uncrofono, no when you mean there, Yankopon. Opede oye bibi mo won wanyimini na naso wanye no yankopon no kwando waye wo won ankasa woni pedo na oya se yehwehwe yankopon a ewe ekonsron kodo a yankopon so yebo hunu wa konsron kodo na oze nzamapa bi oza ahyehena abrabom na dam nzamapa no one yankopon wa fa no dezi juma.
God wants to put something into your life.
Yankopon pedo oze bibi chewa abrabom.
It doesn't come when we are together like this.
Na omba wombra ye ina ya bom yare ya azukur.
More so, let me put it this way. It comes when He has to individually contact us.
Na oba wombra yankopon opede ankrankru biara onye ye bibi.
Because there is a recalibration God wants to do in your life.
O sende yankopon pedo ohyehye nzama foforo ewo abrabom.
There are new graces God wants to bring into your life. There are new things God wants to restore unto you. And it only comes when we have this kind of unique encounter with Him.
Yen na yankopon oze nsunsunye bi anada nzamapa bi oze ahyehye na abrabom na weye sinchen de ono nyame obafa no ze zijuma.
Why does God want us to seek Him as a people group, like black people, like white people, like red people? Why does God want us to seek Him as individuals or even as a church?
Na abazintina yankopon pede yehwehwe nanyim anada yehwehwe de yeye bibifo abrofo akokofo anada yeye asorimpo.
Because the first privilege
privilege that was lost by the fall of man in Genesis chapter 3 was fellowship with God. It was a privilege that was lost.
Genesis chapter 3. Now on in there.
So our first calling, ladies and gentlemen, is to fellowship. And God wanted to establish that in Genesis chapter 11, bringing back Genesis chapter 1, that I want you to fellowship with me.
Genesis chapter 1,
and he still wants to do it to people groups, to church groups, to individuals.
Now, in the day, so another demimbria, Yawomia, Yankupan, Opede, Onye Nusar, Anya Nimpa, another Yankranko, Opede, Oya Damazan, Wayan Abraham.
1 Corinthians chapter 1. And then we shall read from verse 7 to verse 9. Paul is writing a letter to the church of Corinth, and he says unto them, verse 6, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you.
Now, Christ,
so that you come behind in no gift. In other words, the church of Corinth was a very gifted church. If you read earlier on, we don't have time for that. But if you read it earlier on, it says that in everything you are enriched. In knowledge, everything you are enriched by God. Now, verse 7. So that you can be hind in no gift, waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Jesus name, you know.
The word coming there in the Greek is the word revelation. Waiting for the revelation of Jesus.
Jesus
who shall also confirm you, and please underline confirm you.
Now
he will confirm you unto the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Now, I say, obetin tim ya no ne ya Christ we sinipide wambra Christ baba no.
God is faithful, by whom you were called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ our
Lord.
Now let's wait a minute, because there is something here we need to understand. The Bible says that the church of Corinth, they are waiting for the revelation of Jesus Christ. And when that revelation comes, verse 8, that revelation of Jesus is going to prepare them, confirm them, is going to strengthen them, so that they will be blameless in the day of Jesus. So can you imagine, Jesus has a coming. And this coming is a revelation that must come to this gifted church. And that revelation is going to make them ready for Jesus' coming.
Now, them, Yichra, Yankupon Rekan Wahano, or Yichra Bia, Yamerika De, Obeses, your Corinto Funo, Ama Master Christ, Oba, Wanya and Krofa, why the one waka, another in Kakawe Biawa, when I brabum, why a pepper was the moon.
Now,
was our chan Christ name, you know.
Now, can you not see two comings over there? There is a coming that is referred to as the revelation of Jesus. And that one is to prepare them for the day of Jesus. That is the day he will come physically. And Paul is ending, he says that God is faithful to this. Because he reminded them, you are called unto the fellowship of his Son Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to know that God, through Christ, wants to come, wants to reveal Jesus unto us. And that revelation is irrespective of your gifts, your charisma, your anointings, your knowledge, whatever thing you have. The church of Corinth had all of these things. And Paul told them, you are still waiting for that revelation. Because when you get that revelation, it's going to so prepare you blameless. And that is the hope of the church. There is a revelation revelation. There is a revelation that is coming to the church when we shall seek him. There is a revelation of Jesus that is going to confirm us. It means that make us definite. It means that he's going to strengthen us, that when he comes, in his day we will be blameless.
Na yikire ni ye yikire a oreba onfa ho za ete eyebesia anada eyebeyin anada eyobia eyegidigidi ana eyobia eyeboko onfa ho dot them ma yakopon ye ni de dem yikire ni baba no obesia sehen amama oba yenye touch me bia anada bibiara nkekan ye ho.
Are you excited about this revelation of Jesus? Because it is coming to the church in this end time. That is the kind of revelation that Paul knew was coming when he prayed for the church in Galatia and said, my little children, in whom I travail in birth again until Christ be revealed. In you.
No, ono numu na Paul ozibon pe wa Galatians de yankupon number in bringing na obon pe ma wan amama Christ wa denezi ewa wana brabum.
That is what he meant when he said in Galatians 1 verse 15 and 16 that when he pleased God who separated me from my mother's womb, that he will reveal Christ in me, that I may preach him.
Ose oni nti na okan wa Galatians de ono yankopon na otu ono Paul fi ni na neja ho na omama oye na ejumo obompae ose amama Christ wa denezi e wona brabom.
You have Jesus living in your heart. You have the blessings of God. You have the anointing of God, but you are waiting for Christ to be revealed in you.
Na ewo engosrano ewo adom no ewo nyaminhyrano no na eretwan de Christ wo betenezi ewo abrabom.
Because if you don't have Jesus uniquely revealed to you as a person, you will not understand even all that I'm talking about.
Asi say ni Christ a wa denezi sunkun ewo abrabom a za orikani na onya ze betase.
Honestly, Christianity will be like any other thing. I mean, any other society, we come and hear some things. It's just business as usual because Christ has not been revealed in you. That is why somebody can even come to church and come and do bad things, steal people's money and mobile phones, because Christ has not been revealed in the person, into the heart of the person.
As is a Christ, one woman, another Indian, were constantly called to know on two Abraboma, about some Pai Babado, Meribara, Meribana, while Ayako, or today it could be Ayako, Yaba Yabete, Samoyata, Simpo, Aya Wajeninam. As a Christ, one woman, another Indian Kitan was soon called our Wak Meminta, on internet, Binpo Waka, so I will call you a cigar or your mobile phone. Now, why are in Zama or your Bonnie Bibri, it was Sophie.
When Christ is not revealed in you, you do not understand people and their enthusiasm and their fire. You do not understand why. You see, you are a Christian, but you are waiting for a revelation, and that revelation will prepare and confirm you, because you are called to fellowship. We are called to fellowship. It comes by our seeking him.
I say, Christ, one day, Nazi, oh, Abra Bominti, oh, yeah, and think of Fibia, say, there'll be Richisha Yankupan, Obi, Orichan Yankupan, and him, oh, yeah, Yenya, Nase, Abama Christ, Wabawa Brabom, and Yenya, in Kitamuzi, our Consul Kodra, not Christ, at Denuezi, oh, Abra Boma, Wambra Yabashano, Yabuhun.
We need to pray for the manifestation of Jesus among us.
Now, Ochada Yabon Peda Christ, one day, Nazi, oh, Yenfin, another Yentim.
He said to the church Christians, Revelation 3, I stand at the door of your heart. I stand at your door and I am knocking.
Now, okay, catch a Christian for our revelation there. Ojawakuma abunechina orubum.
Does it mean, Pastor, Jesus was not in their hearts? The Bible didn't talk about heart. He says, I stand at the door and I am knocking. If you hear my voice and open the door, I will come in
and I will have fellowship with you. That's the kind of fellowship I'm talking about.
No, no, children, the Christ in you and Akume Mana. Now, us there, Christ is there, Ojina Abu Nechina or Rubum, Nesabway now, Obebem, no, you and Indian Kitanguzi, Nedamin Kitanguzino, on an Oracle was I'm cheering on.
Ladies and gentlemen, revelation is very important. When we shall seek him, he is going to reveal himself unto us in a manner that you understand the Bible in a way that nobody can teach you. I'm not talking about a revelation that is taught. I am talking about a revelation that comes by you as a unique person, living every human being, flesh and blood, and going like Paul before the Lord, that he will impart you with something unique for the unity that he wants to work in his body.
Na yerehwehwe yankopon de yebahwehwe yankopon nyame adane hu ezi oza akyerehye yerije enzama oyayeye na yankasa yahwehwe de yebahwehwe yankopon na yenye yikire bi na dami yikire yenye yikire a sofo akyerehye another akankan bible na mum enye Christ ana nyame enye nkitahuzi bi na yankopon na kasa wadane hu ezi oza akyerew na wakyerew na asam no.
The Bible makes us to understand that revelation is progressive.
Now, Bible, Mama, yet I see there, Jichreno, Oyaza, Okosur, another Okodo.
Because, brothers and sisters, Jesus was in the Old Testament right from Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. Jesus was there, but many people throughout the Old Testament did not see him. He came in person, in flesh, but many people did not see him. But he has promised us that in the end of the church age, which time we are in. That is why the Bible begins from Genesis and ends up with a revelation of Jesus Christ. We are privileged to live in a period where God wants to reveal Jesus. The last book of the Bible is a book of revelation, and that is a privilege that we have. He wants us to seek him because he has a revelation of Jesus that will prepare us for his second coming.
Now, Azibia Yankupon, Opedo Yena Brabum, another waiting team, Ewa Hena Brabum in there, Opedo on the Christ is this Runko, Ewa Hena Brabum, Nayasha Pamdada ona, Christ, no, oho, oho, na Yasha Pamfofo no sa, no sa, then Wesi, Ewa Yimpa Wunde, Yimpa Affirm, Nani Nara Wayun, na Yankupon, Opedo on the Christ is he, or a constant Kodo, Ewa Hena Brabum.
Because the Bible tells us that all of these times of ignorance, God intentionally overlooked. But now he's commanded every man everywhere to repent. Repent of what? Ignorance.
Now, when we are in the Yankupon obu neyugu, za neye yinado, na imbraba, ocha de, yasu sahinaje, na insisenya orakainde, yabesusan, yese fide, yakade, yenyimishi, anade yenyimiza orokodo.
I hope you've been blessed by the word. In case you've not accepted Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, kindly say this after me. Dear God, I repent towards you and sin. Come into my heart. I make you Jesus my Lord and Savior. Thank you for forgiving all my sins already, saving me from hell and accepting me into your kingdom as your royal child. In Jesus' name, amen. For this and other kingdom messages and books from Dominion Embassy, call 020-8078-535. Visit our website at www.dominionembassygh.org or our offices at No. 1 Karat Avenue, Eric Warden Street, near Zoom Lion offices, off Queen of Peace Academy, West Anaji Estate, Takoradi, Ghana. God richly bless you. Lord, I lift your name.